President Trump said several weeks ago, we're going to start enforcing our immigration laws internally. We will remove you if you have an active removal order.
That's Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs on with KTAR's Chad Benson show after the latest apprehension numbers, which he says that played a part in it, not encouraging people to come here because they were going to be removed. Those numbers, by the way, showed across the entire southern border of the U.S., border agents apprehended 40,000 fewer people in June versus May. That was a 28% drop month over month. How about here in Arizona? Well, helping us to break that down is Tucson Sector Border Patrol Agent Jim Curran, who is joining us now on the KTAR Newsmaker line. First off, let's start off with some pretty significant numbers, especially in the Yuma sector, a big drop.
A big drop for sure. And although Yuma's been seeing a heavy flow of illegal immigration, I'm going to speak to what's happening in the Tucson sector here, where we've seen a 20% drop in apprehensions compared to the Border Patrol-wide apprehension drop of about 28%.
Wow. And I was reading that it's close to 50% in Yuma, so that really is a big difference. Congressman Biggs, crediting President Trump on threatening deportation, also the tariffs made Mexico step up more. Is that what's driving this, do you think?
Well, increased enforcement operations with our partners in Mexico definitely plays a role in all this. It's hard to say, put a hard figure and attribute to exactly what that percentage would be, but it's definitely a factor.
And this frees up, by the way, if you have fewer people going into migrant detention centers and fewer people that Border Patrol agents have to take to the hospital in cases, and just dealing with fewer people, that gives you folks at the Border Patrol, by the way, we're talking with Border Patrol Agent Jim Curran of the Tucson Sector Border Patrol, that frees you all up to do more of what your job was supposed to be, right?
And that's correct. You know, with these dropping numbers, it allows us to focus more of the law enforcement operations side of things. And what it also does is it continues to make our holding facilities as safe as possible with facilitating the flow of these individuals through our facilities, in the most efficient and quick way possible to get them to the next part of the immigration cycle.
You know, speaking of safe facilities, there's this report of retaliation, sexual abuse at a detention center in Yuma. I'm not going to ask you to comment on that specifically, but Brandon Judd, who's the president of the Border Patrol Union, the Border Patrol Agent Union, told us this yesterday.
We have cameras throughout our facilities, and if these allegations would have taken place, these would be on camera.
Is that true that there are cameras located in all the facilities?
Oh, absolutely. That's 100% correct. And, any time there's an allegation of misconduct, we take that extremely seriously and investigate that matter to the fullest. I can't comment on an active investigation, but what I can say is, all that stuff is behind, in front of a camera, and if there was any misconduct in play, we're going to investigate that to the fullest extent.